Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bechayoyf, Daf Nun Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabeis, on the 10th line, Kamoisha Chenvoni. Kamoisha Chenvoni Lekech, Lei Kamoisha Hu Moiche, Kamoisha Shulchani Payuet, Lei Kamoisha Hu Mitzaref. The Mishnah taught that it's redeemed according to the price the shopkeeper pays his supplier rather than the retail price, or according to the price that the money changer buys small denominations rather than the price he sells small denominations. At Kadoin, that were Merubah, Hayadav Mamut, the Gemara asked, well, until this point we've only discussed redeeming with the low value of the shopkeeper or money changer, if there's a large amount of Ma'aseh Sheni. What if there's only a small amount? Afilu Kein, Kamoshin Chanvani, Leikeach, Leikamoshu Moiche, Kamoshu Shulchani Payuet, Leikamoshu Mitzaref. The Gemara answers, even then, it's redeemed according to the price the shopkeeper pays the supplier rather than the retail price, or according to the price the money changer buys small denominations rather than the price he sells smaller denominations. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov showed a date branch basket to an evaluator and redeemed based on his evaluation. Rav Yonai mochi roiva chitim lechatunya umefarik al pumei. Rav Yonai showed a quarter cav of wheat to a wheat merchant and redeemed based on his valuation. Rav Simon chavi pirin lerabbi chilkia amalei v'shavion amalei kain. Rav Simon showed his produce of Ma'aseh Sheni to Rav Chilkia and asked him if he had evaluated them according to their actual value. Rabbi Chilkia replied that he had. Am Rav Chilkia b'shem Rav Simon, Ein poidim Ma'aseh Sheni al pi hashoitim. Rav Chilkia quoted Rav Simon as saying that we do not redeem Ma'aseh Sheni according to the fools who don't know to accurately evaluate. Rav Pinchas chavi pirin legerusa amalei v'shavion. Rav Pinchas once showed his produce to a bean grinder and asked him if he had redeemed them according to their value. Amalei hochein, am Rav Chilkia b'shem Rav Simon ein poidin, which is a Ma'aseh Sheni al pi hashoitim. The bean grinder said to Rav Pinchas that Rav Chilkia quoted from Rav Simon that we don't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni according to the fools, and therefore I cannot help you as I'm not an expert in evaluating. Am Rav Simi kamad devar nash boi b'tira, I should say, b'tkuvas tamuz, basa, balani, masik, lezuzaya, mesi, aputin, amifukini. Rav Simi said that when the Mishnah permitted selling according to the cheapest price, it also refers to when the price is low based on other factors, such as when he's selling in the summer in the heat of the day, or when the seller is exhausted from visiting the bathhouse, or when he's carrying a load. In such cases, the person may immediately bring coins and redeem at the lower price. Am Rav Yirmiyah, Kamal Devar Nash Boy, Baruvta, Bepate, Ramsha, Menashaya, Kalan, Amav, Alehen, Umaisi, Priti, Mufakine. Rav Yirmiyah says it may be redeemed at the price of produce on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, from women who are braiding their hair for Shabbos, and he passes by them to buy produce from them when the price is low. A person may immediately bring coins and redeem at that low price. Am Rav Yudan bar Gadaya, Gadya, Rav Yaakov bar Bun, Manichim Alav, Achi Yichmushu, Upoidinoisam, Motzei Shabbos, Miyad. Rav Yudan bar Gadya and Rav Yaakov bar Bun said that when a person picks produce on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't need to immediately redeem them, rather he can leave them until the leaves dry out and redeem them after Shabbos ends when they're cheap. Rav Mana havelei mashach va'achde la'akoi, amelei Rav Chiya bar Ada, in ahu mishcha debeis marka kayim ha'antach de'ufikine de'latav shisamine. Rav Mana had Ma'aseh Sheni oil and he took it to Akoi. Rabbi Chiya bar Ada said to him, if you still have oil in Beis Marka, now is the time to redeem it, as the price of oil has decreased significantly, and it's not even worth a sixth of its regular value. Am Rabbi Yochanan poidim Ma'aseh Sheni al pi gimel lekuchos, v'afilu echad mehem goy, afilu echad mehem baal. Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Mishnah taught earlier that if its value is unknown, it's redeemed based on the evaluation of three, one may redeem Ma'aseh Sheni according to the evaluation of three buyers, even if one is a Gentile or one is the owner himself. Rav Yonah boy, Shneim goyim loy, Shneim balim loy, Echad goy ve'echad bal loy. Rav Yonah asked, if it's true to say that it cannot be evaluated if two are Gentiles or if two are the owners, it's also true to say that if one of the three is a Gentile and another is the owner, it should not be permitted. Lestadin isamris, rather, Rav Yochan meant that either if one is a Gentile with two Jews, or if one is the owner with two Jews, or if one is a Gentile and another is the owner, they cannot combine to evaluate.